Verse 2, he said, he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his garment became white as the light. And Moses and Elijah appeared to him, talking with him. Peter answered, and he said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was yet still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice. A voice. Huh? It makes a difference what you hear. When you hear the right voice, you'll get the right vision. You'll see the right thing. See, out of a voice that tells you the vision, the transformation comes. See, the voice actually comes out of that whole existence of being, of what is demonstrated. The voice is coming out of you, Oscar. See, it's coming out of that light that you are, that you've always been. And you see, what's going to happen is that light's going to overtake our thinking. It's going to overtake what we have thought about God, what we have thought about ourselves. See? And it's going to become clear to us how things really are. It's going to become clear who we are. See, because this coming, as I shared with Brother Jim, is about there's an integrity that is coming into being today. That does not, and it does not need consent or agreement. Because the confidence that comes from this integrity is complete. I mean, listen, you know Jesus had to have something going on for him to walk 3.5 years on this earth and dealing with people like he did, particularly the religious people. I mean, behold the Lamb. There was nothing. He didn't know anything of sin, of what man knows and is locked up in. He didn't know that. He could only present what the Father was. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell, because I have a free flow of expression of that which I am, because He has chosen to identify with me. He knows what the truth is. He knows the value of what life really is. He will not condescend to a thinking that does not recognize itself as worthy. He's without blame. He's entire. He needs nothing. The Father said, "Where is the house that you will build for me? Well, the heavens of heavens cannot contain me." See? "But to this man will I look." Hallelujah. My. You look very attractive to God. He's drawn by your presence. He wants to engage you in conversation. He wants to speak to you face to face. He wants to be to you God and all of what that infers. He wants you to be free to receive all that He wants to give, because He already knows this is what you want anyway. Amen. And He knows that you want that because He put that wanter in you. That's why we want to be like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, the story here is there, you can read it, that he just simply demonstrated what his reality was. Now the time is upon us to be realizing and demonstrating who we are. Now you have a choice, as I. What are we going to do with that? Peter said it's so serious that, listen, I'm going to pass away, man, but I don't care about that. What I care about is this. I want you to know that which we've seen on the mount is for you. It's for all of us. And that power and coming that is called the power and coming of our Lord is the power and coming of us. Hallelujah. See, all he wants is free access. That's what he wants. It's not difficult. It's simple. Simple, believe every word. We take that to mean, well, yeah, he'll believe anything. But yeah, but no, I think, you know, the time has come, man, for a great change to take place. Because God has something in mind. As we keep accepting him, being reminded of his presence here with us, that we are accepting him and allowing him to come forth as the expression of what he is within us. And that he is well pleased to do. And you are, because of that, his beloved son, in whom he's pleased to live and dwell and to remain among us and to be demonstrated through us to others. God is going to surprise us with the things that he's going to do. We're going to see some things because of people are beholding the Lamb. They don't believe all the stuff anymore. Therefore, they won't get caught up into it or get stumbled by it. They will not continue to believe things that are not right or not true, that does not represent who they really are. No wonder he came as a lamb. Because the lamb will do this. He will surrender. He will be that offering without spot or blemish. In other words, he has no, or she has no thought for itself. But only one thing that remains, and that is the will of the Father, for which I was created to be. Hallelujah. So, yeah, the day of the Lord, his coming is here. But we need to tell the whole story. He's coming, and so are we. Hallelujah. So are we. He comes in myriads of himself. Hallelujah, my. Don't you know? Don't you feel it? Don't you sense it? Don't you know that this is God? Don't you know that he just simply well pleased to have something like this declared? Don't you know that he's pleased to be able to have an expression and a people that receives and are coming into that place of agreement? See, there's no agreement outside of him. There's none. We may hold the form of whatever it is, church, doctrine, belief, and all this, but the only oneness there is declares itself just one. There can't be a whole lot of different beliefs. You hear me? It's not this kind of person, a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a son of God or, you know, it's God. See, and everyone, because of that, Because of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. You see, Jesus, one thing I didn't say about that. When they was up in the mount, and Peter shot off his mouth and said he'd do all kinds of things, and the voice said, listen, be quiet, just hear him. And then the Lord said to him, after he said, tell no man this vision until I'm risen. You know why? Because that vision would not be enacted until he has set us free. He set us free 2,000 years ago. Right. So when is that vision valid? Is it a someday thing? No. See, and we're going to change our thinking. Therefore, change the way that we live, change the way that we of our being. And we're going to line up with the purpose of God. And we're going to recognize, not because someone said, I agree with you and I applaud you. No, we're going to do it because we have the confidence and the stability that comes from the faith of the Son of God. See, it's that same faith that he had is the same faith that we have. He didn't have a superior faith. And if he did, it's mine. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Well, here's a vision. You got the vision? You're blameless. You're holy. You're worthy. You're entire. You're complete. Figuratively, morally, spiritually. However you want to address it, allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself to be worthy. Allow yourself to be who God says you are. Allow yourself that God is the accomplishment of your life through you. Let him be that expression that creation is waiting for. See, because when you are, you're set free to free creation. And if we keep looking to the future, see, I don't know that we have any promise of change, except we hope that we get another revelation. But I'm going to say this. Revelation is great. And Paul said, doubtless indeed, I'll come to visions and revelations in the Lord. No kidding, guys, I will. But you know what? The vision that we have is a present reality vision. We're not living in Paul's day. Paul did what he was supposed to do. Are we going to do what we're supposed to do? Yeah, I think so. I think we were born for this time. We were placed here strategically, my brother, as the word you use. We're strategically placed in the earth at this time to help God to fulfill his purpose for us coming into being, to represent exactly who he made us to be, so he can have a whole bunch of freedom and a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of shouting, with a whole bunch of deliverance, with a whole bunch of life, with a whole bunch of flowing, my brother, out of that river until the whole place is just covered. There's a great flood coming. And it's gonna take away all flesh, all the concepts that we have held, about ourselves and about others, and all the things with it that has separated us from other people. We're going to join in that great river. Hallelujah. And we're going to be changed, transformed. You watch it. You watch it. You watch and see what God will do. You're just going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised. Why? You're going to say, my. What a God he is. My. I've never seen it on this fashion before. I just didn't understand, really, until now. And that's where we are now. We're in the now to to understand now, to have the vision of now, that we are worthy. And there's nothing lacking in us. We are entire. See, now, I'm not going to answer all the questions about the questions that you have, because those questions that you have don't come from who you are. You hear me? See, because, listen, questions come because, I can be nice here. Questions, you know, someone told me one time, you know, what's that saying? It goes like, there's nothing wrong with asking questions. I said, it is there if you keep asking the same question. See? Well, I guess I should go on. I'm going to go on a little bit more and I'm going to quit. Revelation chapter 14. Hallelujah. I don't want to leave something undone, and I don't want to go on too long either. But Revelation 14. Start at verse 1. And I looked, and behold, sound familiar? I looked and behold. John looked and behold. I looked and beheld the Lamb. What'd you see? What'd you see, John? I saw the Lamb. And standing on Mount Zion with him 144,000, having his Father's name and the name of his name and the Father's name in their forehead. And we all know this. We've been taught so many different things. But you see, what we need to understand is they're standing. They're standing in the same place the Lamb. They're totally identified with the Lamb. They have the same mindset. Their reality is His reality. Hallelujah. See, so that's all I'm going to read. That's all I'm going to preach about anymore. I'm finished. I just want to say thank you. Okay? And I know that God did what He wanted to do. Yeah. So I know that we have a vision. We have a vision for this hour, the hour that we're in. We're here by design and purpose to declare, to unfold, to proclaim that we're worthy. Hallelujah. And we give Him the greatest honor by who we are, by being who we are. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
And the gates of that city were open. He said, I saw therein no temple. I know you not that you're the temple of God. But he said, what I saw in there was I saw God Almighty and the Lamb.
Yes.
And that word for Lamb there is a word that means, it's a word that means lamb kin.
Yeah.
Lamb kin.
Yeah.
Compound word.
Yeah.
A lamb and his kin. And when they start looking into the city that you are and they see the Lamb and his kin in the city, then I tell you what, this whole world is going to be changed.
Hallelujah.
The revelation of the Christian world out there is
going to
change. It's time for the church to wake up.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, and God's trying to wake up the church.
Thank you,
Father.
He's
going to do part of that for you guys. As he uses you to minister to people and you allow that presence of God to come out of you, that river
yes.
of God to come out of you and touch other people's
yes.
lives.
Yes.
We so appreciate our brother and